This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome you to another edition of Washtenaw United. It is WEMU's new partnership with United Way of Washtenaw County. Together, we seek out the voices that can tell the stories of the ongoing search for equity and opportunity in our community, the challenges, the successes, and the advocates for change and improvement. Today, we want to take you inside a transformational program and get you up to speed on the upcoming National Day of Action. We have two guests today, and first I want to introduce you to Sandy Williams. Sandy is the Executive Director of Foundations Preschool in Ypsilanti, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
And our other guest today happens to be the Volunteer of the Year for the United Way of Washtenaw County, Jesse Schlanderer. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And you two know each other, right? You've actually had opportunity to work together.
Yes,
that's right.
Well, let's start off here. For those who are unfamiliar with the program that is Foundations Preschool, it's certainly not new to the community. It's been around for quite a long time, hasn't it, Sandy?
It has, and we are celebrating our 85th year.
Well, congratulations.
This year. Thank you. It's a big to-do. We are really survivors of changing times. Foundations Preschool started out in 1934 through the WPA, so the Work Progress Administration, during the Depression to get families back to work, so they employed some mothers. But it was also the first time mothers had to put their children into a child care setting.
That was really a huge societal change.
It was, and we went from having, you know, fathers in the workforce and being able to make ends meet to all of a sudden fathers couldn't find jobs, and it took mothers and fathers to get out there and really try and bring the income in, and that's hard to do when you have children at home who need care. So we were one of four WPA nurseries, and we're the only one that survived past the WPA. We always found the need in the community and filled the need. And 85 years later, our mission is primarily the same. It's to make sure that parents who want to work and go to school, need to work and go to school, to better their lives and the lives of their children, have a safe, affordable place to put their child. And we know quality early childhood education, now that we've had decades of studies, we know that this impacts children at risk, and that's the population we served.
100% of the student population 100% considered at risk, correct?
Yep. We have currently 96 students. In the fall, we're adding a toddler program for the first time, and we'll be increasing to over 100 students at that point, all considered at risk and all families in need of affordable quality care for their children.
Is 96 absolute capacity at
that
this
is
point?
Our
you
capa-
are at capacity,
It
right?
is. We did have to close one classroom to convert it to a toddler room, which is currently in progress. And our big event in October to celebrate our anniversary, we'll be doing the ribbon cutting ceremony for the toddler room.
Tell me a story of tangible difference. We're talking about a variety, a myriad of issues that some of these children and these families are facing. Give me a story in which somebody came to you in dire need and walked away making a difference not only for this particular generation, but perhaps a generation ahead.
Oh, for sure. There's so many from which to choose. The one I was thinking about on the way over, I had a conversation with a mom the other day, and we get to know our families pretty intimately because their needs are high and we want them to feel comfortable to come to us so that we can help them not just with their child's education, but with other things going on in their lives. So this mom came to me and was having some difficulties, and I asked her if there was anybody she could lean on. And she said, no, in her family, she is the person people lean on. She's a single mom. She's working three jobs. She only sees her child a few minutes each day. So she can carry not just her child, but her entire family. So she knows when her child leaves our care, she's going to be better off. He's going to be better off. I've collected stories for the past 50 years on former clients. And what we've heard is that once they leave our care and they're on good ground, so our name Foundations reflects that, they are able then to provide for the child. The child does better than in school. Studies show these at-risk kids can start kindergarten at the same level as their non-at-risk peers, be successful throughout school, which means that we're breaking that cycle of poverty.
Generational ripple effect.
Of course. So what we've done really does go on for lifetimes.
As with any nonprofit, budgets are always at a premium, and that means that you depend on volunteers to cover many of the services. And last year's National Day of Action brought Jesse Schlanderer to you, and as I mentioned, she is the United Way of Washtenaw County's Volunteer of the Year. What made you decide to sign up, Jesse, for working at the foundation's preschool as part of your program efforts?
Sure. So I volunteer with United Way's Young Leader Society, and this last year was my first year doing National Day of Action, but we've done it in years past. And with Young Leader Society, we oftentimes work a lot with younger kids. Like, we volunteer with Erickson Elementary and 826 Michigan, and what better place to spend the longest day of the year than outside on a playground at this wonderful preschool. As I say, I like organizing things if they're not my own. So we signed up.
Oh, I really need you to stop by my house.
We volunteered to organize their garage on their playground.
School with a garage.
Yeah, and it houses their tricycles, their a lot of different balls and toys and tools and all sorts of things. We also were right alongside another group who helped paint their deck out there. I feel like for us to be able to bring 5 or 10 volunteers and spend the day organizing and getting things set up for the long haul for them just was a very fulfilling day.
And do you have a particular passion for working by, with, or on behalf of children?
I do. I think that it's important, obviously, and as Sandy was mentioning, it's important to set that foundation and have a good start for these kids who may not have the opportunity otherwise to flourish and grow. And so I think that that's one of the things that we at United Way as a whole focus on, is starting from the ground up. So any opportunity that we can get to work with a bunch of cute kids is well taken advantage of.
I think we can all enjoy aspects of that, to be sure. And Sandy Williams, you know, it's one thing for me to say how important volunteers are, but really, where would the program be without them?
The program wouldn't be succeeding without our volunteers. So even something like cleaning out the garage, painting the deck, other things that the volunteers have done for us, even if they're not directly in the classroom, what that affords us is the ability to be able to make sure that the money that we get in, which is primarily through grants and donations, goes directly to the program, to the children, and we don't have to spend that money then on hiring people to do these types of tasks and repairs.
Is there a special aspect to the relationships that are forged when a program such as yours at the Foundation's preschool comes together with a group of volunteers dedicated to making a difference completely from inner spirit as opposed to obligation?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a relationship our entire staff feels with volunteers when they come in. With United Way, we feel very close to that whole kind of tight-knit community.
It's a long-standing relationship you've forged, correct?
It is. We've been partners with United Way since 1952. So it's our two agencies, but it's also the broader nonprofit community that we become involved with when we have a parent agency like United Way, who is an umbrella agency, bringing us all together. But it's also the volunteers. I mean, watching Jessie walk in today, I just smiled. I remembered her. I remembered last summer her coming in and really being that dynamo behind that project, and just really looking forward to what it's going to bring this year. And oftentimes, we hear back from our volunteers. They may be there for that one day, but then they come back and say, what else can I help you with? And
it kind of perpetuates throughout the year in spots where needed.
It does. And also that word of mouth. We never know who our volunteers are, and they may know a family in need, and they're able to direct them toward the agencies that they're volunteering for. And so that whole sense of give and take and community effort lives every day.
So as we look at the present day Foundation's Preschool and we look at Foundation's Preschool of the future, how or do you need to grow, or would it actually be better if the need goes away?
Wow, that's a really interesting question. I have people ask me with a conversation in our nation being perhaps that we should have preschool be a part of the public school program, mm-hmm. What would that mean for us? And I always say, wouldn't that be fantastic? But for us, there's always going to be another need. And that need will be maybe infant care, maybe the before and after care for these kids in school. We don't know, but we know that there will be a need. And we will always be there to fill it.
And Jesse, a National Day of Action, what are you planning to do this year?
We have a lot of things scheduled with the Young Leader Society. I mentioned Erickson Elementary a couple of times. We had gifted them a long time ago a reading oasis, which was sort of like a really cool library. They have turned that into more of an oasis for kids who are having a hard day. They have a lot of kids that have dealt with trauma, and so they have adapted it not just as a reading oasis but as a general oasis. And so that is something that we're going to be continuing to work with. We work with 826 Michigan. They provide books to low-income families who need opportunities to read. The parent isn't able to buy books to read to their kid every night. We usually do touch a truck. We have all sorts of things
going.
Well,
two things come to mind. Number one, now I understand why you were named Volunteer of the Year. And number two, no matter how many needs we fill, we're always going to find the gaps. And there
right.
has to be that service. And it comes through a National Day of Action. And it comes through the long storied programs like Foundations Preschool. So thanks to the work that you're both doing. And thank you very much for the time today. It is much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
That is Sandy Williams, Executive Director of Foundations Preschool in Ypsilanti, and our other guest today, Volunteer of the Year, Jesse Schlanderer. Washington All United is a presentation of the WEMU News Department, produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. For more information on today's topics and to visit the Washtenaw United Archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.